Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, I'm here with Dave Swaddle. How are you, Dave?
I'm good.
Excellent. You run a, an interesting type concept. Do you want to just describe what exactly your company is?
It's Tasting Sessions, yes. And we have the first interactive WSET intermediate course available. The idea being that people who want to take the intermediate course, sometimes if they're in the hospitality industry or they live outside of a big city, find it quite difficult to find somewhere where they can do it very easily. And by making it available online, still following the same syllabus and things, it just extends the reach of what people can do.
Wine tasting WSET, it's all about wine. It's very hard to drink a CD.
It is exceedingly hard to drink a CD. I've never actually tried it myself.
How do you get around that problem?
In the course, at the end of every chapter, whether it's a country or a grape, we've taken a bunch of experts and we videoed them. So we encourage people to try the wines, either if they're in the trade, maybe on their own, because the wines will be available, or if they're sort of general public consumers who are interested in wine, as a group. And then compare what their tastings are to the experts that we've videoed. And in total, I think we've got 69 wine videos in the course for people to compare against, and 4 spirits ones, because there's a little spirits section as well.
If you're tasting a New Zealand Savvy, you buy a New Zealand Savvy. Do you make recommendations? Or
we've got some wines in there. None of them have been sponsored. They've all been ones that we've found or we've been filming somewhere, and it happens to be one of the wines that they sell. But we tried to make them quite typical, so it should be easy if you can't find the exact wine to find something that's from the same region that's going to taste roughly the same. We're not going out of our way to find peculiar wines, because we're trying to teach people what things really taste like from an area rather than what the unusual things from the areas are.
Sure. Okay. And so what happens? Do I just log on and start doing it online? Is that how it works?
Yep. Basically, it's the same course as the WSET's intermediate if you do it face-to-face, just split into the 11 countries, 6 chapters on grapes covering 8 grapes because some of them are paired up together, a little bit on food and wine matching, a bit on service, on health, a bit on the background to producing wine and the factors that influence the style and the quality of wine. All is very small chapters. In total, if you did it from beginning to end, probably about 30 hours. But it's designed to do in sort of bite-sized chunks of an hour or so at a time. Depending on people's involvement with it, they can do a lot of further reading. We give them links to go off and look at other things. But the core course that's there is about 30 hours. Most people, we would say, it's a 6-month thing to do where they do the learning themselves and then get together with their friends for the tastings. But if someone wants to do it in 4 or 5 days, they can steam straight through it and go and do the exam as quickly as possible.
I did my intermediate, I think, in 3 days or 4 days or whatever.
It's very popular as a 3-day course, I think, face-to-face.
I did the 3-day course, and then I did my advanced in a 5-day course, like, the next week.
Braver than me.
I tell you what, the headaches I had. It's like you get home at 4 o'clock, you've got a hangover.
Yeah, I spent 13 weeks doing my advanced, and I enjoyed every one of them.
Excellent. The courses, are you trying to encourage people to get together? Are you creating a way for people, if I'm doing the course in Manchester or one of the big cities?
Yeah, so we're looking at a few things, which will have hopefully some stuff set up in January, particularly using some Facebook groups and things to allow people to exchange messages, so that you might be in, I don't know, the countryside just outside Sheffield or somewhere, and then through that to try and find some other people who are looking at starting the course as well. But quite often it seems that from the people we're meeting, they already know people who are into wine, and they're looking at doing it as groups of sort of already established people. And we'll just play with lots of the technology that's there to see what gets people together best, because we don't want to go reinvent the wheel on the social networking side. Yeah. We want to use what's already there.
It's the intermediate WSET.
That's right.
And there's no tasting exam, is there?
There's no tasting exam.
So how does someone do the exam?
We've set up with a centre in London to start with. Then as people enrol in the course, we'll look and see where they are in the country and set up places for them to do the exam. We're looking at Manchester, we're looking at Newcastle at the moment as 2 cities to do them in, where we'll then do them, depending on demand, every 3 months or every 6 months, so that there will always be someone somewhere to do the exam reasonably locally, or we may provide it through some partners as well. That's another investigation that we're having.
WSET's got quite a good network.
Yeah, we only got our WSET approval the day before the wine show. So now we can go out and talk to all the other WSET approved program providers and see how we can work to provide the exam more locally, and possibly also some sort of partner tasting classes and things where we provide the learning, but then people get together for a weekend to do a bit of revision, do a bunch of tasting together, to make go through questions and things with someone face-to-face, and then do the exam, which gives someone the benefit of being able to do the course over a period of time and think about it and learn and enjoy it. But then that little extra reassurance just at the end. We're investigating all that. There's quite a few people who are sort of interested in hooking up with that.
Yeah, weekend away tasting wine sounds great. Yeah. I tell you what, now after the exam, big party!
Yes!
Sounds great. We used to just go have beers after our tastings. But
yeah, in the classes we did, it was quite often we find we didn't quite taste enough in the class, so we'd just have to go and add a one or two on afterwards.
What about things like faults? I can't remember if I did that in the intermediate or not.
Faults aren't really covered at the intermediate level. There's a little bit just about them, but we're not going to get people to go and we're not going to send scent packs out of faulty wines and things at this level. That's much more in the advanced. So at this level, it's not really a major part of it. It's much more finding typical wines and learning to identify those fruits, the fruit aromas, the different aromas that are in there, and picking out what the key markers are for a Pinot and getting a bit of a hint as to whether that's cool climate or hot climate, getting people that sort of really good ground understanding. Afterwards, hopefully, they'll follow on and do an advanced course or something where they will things in a lot more depth.
And have you done your intermediate, Dave?
I'm a naughty boy. I skipped the intermediate and did the advanced, which is where the idea for this all came from. I actually went to do the intermediate at a local college, and the course got cancelled. Because there weren't enough people to run it that time, and I just went straight on to the advanced because they decided I knew enough about wine to do that. Three other people on who were going to do the course worked in local hotels and restaurants. None of them managed to find a course to go and do, and they're all going to be customers. So,
you got your first three customers lined up?
Yep.
Okay, and you know, not to make this into a big plug, but what the heck's it called and how much does it cost?
It's Tasting Sessions. It's Tasting Sessions Intermediate.
And what's the website? Or
www.tastingsessions.com.
Yep.
And the course is £250 plus VAT.
And how does that fit with the WSET courses?
It's roughly the same sort of costs at the end of the day because you've got to go out and buy some wine samples and things. So it's headline price is a bit lower, but the real cost of doing it, it's about the same.
But you get to drink a lot more wine.
You get to drink a lot more wine and have a lot more fun with your friends if you're doing it together. The other thing is that you don't have to commit to having the same evening free for 12 weeks or to being able to get that sort of three-day long weekend and really cram it in. So if you're someone who wants to take your time to learn and let it sink in, it's a very good way of doing it.
Yeah, okay. And do you use the course books or anything like that? WSET got the wines.
Yeah, we've got a study pack that comes with the course. So there's the WSET's own book, the Behind the Label book. We've got a little tasting card. Inside the course, there's a whole bunch of games and things for revision and stuff. And
well, games, that's good.
Yeah, so we've got a quiz show game at the end of the New Zealand chapter and lots of sort of quick fire ones where you have to answer as many questions in 30 seconds just to see whether you've understood what you were going through because there's no teacher there to double check. So we get you to double check.
Yeah.
And just to help with the revision, we've also got notes that you can print out as you go, and we encourage people to maintain their own tasting sheets and sort of put together a portfolio of their tastings from throughout the course. Really, people should be tasting about sort of 40 to 50 wines, ideally, which is why we say 6 months is ideal, because you can do a couple of weeks then with your friends.
Yeah, 40 wines in a weekend is just... taste them, but you cannot drink that many. Anything future? Are you looking at doing the advanced afterwards? This is obviously a new product.
It's a new product. It came around because I run an e-learning company, and we normally do stuff for the pharmaceutical industry, but this is a much more fun product. So we've gone from drugs to drink. I don't know how this happened.
Similar price for product, isn't it? I didn't say that.
We are looking at some other things. We're looking at, on the advanced side, the advanced course, you really need to learn to taste with other people. But what we're looking at doing is sort of advanced modules, picking specific countries or regions and making just a very sort of compact course on those regions, but we'll see where we get to with this one first. We're also looking at the possibility of a beginner's course, one below this sort of level, but that's probably not for your sort of show's audience. I would imagine it's more for some of their friends.
Yeah, sure. The people who don't know anything about
wine. Is there anything you think is missing out there wine course-wise that people need?
No, they need to go to my wine courses that I run in London. I do a fantastic one-day wine course.
One thing I will say with this is, because it's e-learning, I will always say that it's better to do things face-to-face because you get more interaction with the people around you. You get more personalization of what goes on. The teacher can look at you and figure out what's exciting you and what's not. We are following a very rigid syllabus with the WSET. Yep. But it's just never as good as doing it face-to-face. But there's a lot of people who can't get to do the face-to-face training. That's really why we're doing it. Yeah, if you live in the middle of Cornwall and you're 30 miles drive from the nearest place you can do it, you're probably going to have more fun with your friends in the village pub.
Exactly. Okay then, Dave, I think we'll wrap it up there. Thank you very much for your time.
Great. Thanks, Chris.